Fritz. Poof. She's in the air room.
Ta-da!
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Daniel.
So tell me about this gig Friday, and then I know you have another one to talk about, too.
So, yeah, tonight we're doing a couple hours of acoustic music. David Weingarten, who is a fantastic singer-songwriter, is going to play guitar and sing, and I'm going to do some cello stuff on a bunch of his songs, actually. He's getting ready to put out a new record soon.
That's exciting.
So we're going to do a lot of his new stuff.
You've worked with him for years, right?
I have, yeah.
Was he in Anavox?
Yeah, he was in my first rock band.
What years were that? What years?
Oh, like 2000, I think. 2000 to 2002 or 3. So yeah, he's fantastic, and I'm so excited to be getting him out and playing more shows.
And this is at Magnolia's Corner, which is kind of catty corner from the Hollywood Theater.
Yeah, it's got great big windows with a lovely view of the nice new front of the theater, right on Sandy. So David will play at 7, and I'll help him out on some songs, and then after that, I'll do a set of solo cello and vocals. My original tunes.
Should we tell about the password? For only KBOO listeners?
Sure, yeah. There's a password. They tell me that...
If you tell your server...
If you tell your server the word decanter, you get a couple bucks off your purchases.
And if you preface that with Ed, you get a special prize.
Yeah, so...
Ed decanter. Okay, well, it's about 2 o'clock, or it's 1:59. I got to tell folks that you're listening to Community Radio, KBOO Portland, where the community can drop in like Anna Fritz. And she actually brought her cello. She's not afraid to use it. It's right there.
I've got it with me.
Is that your, do you have more cellos, or do you just have this one?
I have a backup, like, plywood cello. But this is really...
Plywood, really?
This is really the one that I use.
Is that an old one?
It's very old. It's probably about 150 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
Made in France.
So when you do gigs with the Portland Cello Project, you play that, or are you still doing those?
I haven't been lately. I'm on a break from after 7 years of playing with Cello Project all over the country and lots of touring. I'm taking a break to focus on my solo stuff, which has been really rich and fulfilling, and I've been trying to play more shows in Portland. So I'm doing this one tonight, and then I'm doing another one next weekend with Carcy Blanton, who's going to be doing an album release. She's up here from New Orleans.
Carcy Blanton. Okay, we'll check her out in a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Lay some on us there. You're here in the air room at KBOO and Anna Fritz, folks.
At night, it says life has gone on.
Fritz with the title track to her latest album, The Gospel of Tree Bark. Yes?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to like maybe swivel or something to get your voice just closer to the mic. If you could turn or like the chair maybe. So you're not actually facing me or facing the door or something.
I can try to do that. Yeah. I'll tell you.
So
cello in a in a recording.
I just got a message from Jason Wells, who produced that record for you, didn't he?
Oh, really?
I just got a message from him because we're talking about his presentation of Jaws, the 3D musical that he's doing at the Alberta Rose Theater.
Yeah, I'm stoked to go see that.
Absolutely.
I missed it last year, but I am not going to make that mistake again.
Well, hopefully if he gets here before the end of the show, he will come in and tell us about it. I think that's what we're talking about. Or maybe, maybe not. But so, and the Gospel of Tree Bark, that record came out a little while ago.
Yeah, last year.
Are you still, you said you're still writing, so have you got new songs that we'd hear tonight?
I have a couple new covers that I'm doing.
Yes.
I have a bunch of other stuff that's like still incubating, that's not totally done. So I haven't busted any of it out yet. So, but there's a new grip of songs coming.
A grip, as
a grip.
Molly would say. Yes. And so, and that show, by the way, is at 7 tonight?
It is. Okay. 7, and it's free.
It's a free show. We mentioned across from the Hollywood Theater, but maybe someone that just came into town doesn't know that's about 41st and Sandy Boulevard. And if we have some time, we might get into a David Weingarten song as well. But we could do that. You're listening to Anna Fritz on the Song Circle on KBOO. your community radio station. You probably have another song to play.
I do. Do you have any requests? Or I was thinking about playing Trans Man.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good KBOO daytime song.
Okay.
Right on.
I'll give it a try. Let's... Your mama taught you how to have your way with words. Your daddy showed you how to be a cowboy. You know the fight of women from the inside. And you know your way back in with all the right toys. Well, I've been loving the man in you since you lived as a girl. Once you're singing low and shaving, you'll have rocked my whole world. Cause it doesn't get no better than a boy with a pearl. Come back here, trans man. Lie with your girl. Well, another adolescence takes time and space. You gotta get to know the man inside you. But I've been dry and hungry for these 6 long months. Won't you hold me up and drive me like you're meant to? Cause I've been loving the man in you since you lived as a girl. Once you're singing low and shaving, you'll have rocked my whole world. Cause it doesn't get no better. Here, trans man, lie with your. It is.
And you might have some of those records there. CDs.
I just might.
Yes, they're records. You record them, they're records.
Yeah.
Yeah, CD. So we were talking about David.
And yeah, I think did you find some of his music?
I think I have something here. It's called Light Switch. Is that a good one?
That's a great one. Okay. I mean, I'm a little biased because I played cello all over it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Playing with you tonight, David Weingarten, and this is a song called Light Switch. Let's check it out.
Got on my tongue, I didn't know.
David Weingarten, who has a lot of talents, actually. He's a video artist as well, is he not?
He is. He's an incredible video artist, and he came up with the concept for and shot the music video for the title track of my record, which I'll tell you all a secret, Daniel was involved in.
It's true. We won't reveal because it takes the magic away from the video, but imagine me somehow helping that.
It takes a village to make a music video.
Yeah. Well, and what was that amazing film that he made? And I think more people should get a chance to see that.
Oh, This Is Now?
This Is Now.
Yeah. That was that's an incredible film.
It really is.
Yeah, he showed it, that he had that premiere at the Hollywood Theater, but I'm actually not sure how you can watch it right now if you weren't at that. You may be able to find it on his website. You can definitely find his music on his website. He's up on Bandcamp, David Weingarten.
We can ask him about it tonight too.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Anna Fritz, who's dropped into the KBOO studios today, talking about her two gigs. So one's tonight with David Weingarten. Another one's going to be what day?
It's Saturday, June 28th, so a week from tomorrow. And it's up at Redeemer Lutheran Church at 20th and Killingsworth, which is a lovely place to hear some music.
Her name's Carcy Blanton.
Carcy Blanton, indeed, is right as we speak on the road. Actually, she's opening for Dan Hicks tonight down in Texas somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on the road with her band doing an album release. She just put out this record of old jazz classics, and she's just a wonderful, soulful, beautiful singer. And she's got some hotshot musicians she's traveling with to back her up.
Now, you've known Carcy for a really long time, haven't you?
I have, yeah. We met at summer camp.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, I keep my friends for a long time.
Well, in summer camp, friends are kind of indelible, right?
Yeah, yeah. We went to an unschoolers camp together down in Southern Oregon, which coincidentally is where I ended up writing a lot of material for my last record, was down at that camp in Southern Oregon.
So you are an unschooled person.
I am an unschooled person.
Maybe you could briefly tell folks what that means.
Okay, I could try. I haven't tried to do that for a while. Mm-hmm. It's basically, you know, I left school to follow my own interests and my own bliss and use the world as my university. And
with your parents' support?
Yeah, yeah, with my amazing parents' support. Hi, Mom. My mom's listening.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, they were incredible parents that allowed me the freedom to really explore.
And how old were you when you did that?
I was 15 or 16 when I rose out of high school.
And landed where? What does that mean?
I did basically lots of independent study. I mean, I went and hung out with the scientists that were doing research at the Natural History Museum and worked in their greenhouse and learned how to make soil mixtures that would work for the plants that they were doing experiments with. And I did social justice work at a peace and justice organization, and did community organizing and learned about how to run a voter education campaign and all kinds of stuff.
What a teenagehood.
Yeah, it was incredible. It kind of, it set the bar high because now, like, life has to be interesting and rich and exciting all the time.
Since I've known you, that's kind of what you do.
Well, yeah, I can't. I mean, after doing that for my education, I can't really hang with a cubicle kind of life.
Right. Right. Well, I'm glad to see you. Your wings getting unfurled a little bit more, and your career actually turning music into a career. As many people listening can probably, Brino's out there nodding his head. That's a big struggle, and when you can get there, that's great.
It's a challenge and it's a hustle, but I can't imagine doing anything different. It's what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
Anna Fritz will be performing tonight at 7 p.m. at Magnolia's Corner. It's kind of a wine bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The corner of 41st and Sandy. I think it's 41st, but it's right across from the Hollywood Theater. And performing with her is David Weingarten. So let's hear one more of David's. It's called Satisfied. Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Okay. you're listening to the Song Circle on KBOO.
Gals get so much air. to burn. Well, every little proposition, I just turn it down, way down, yeah. It's not 'cause I wouldn't, it's not 'cause I shouldn't, and you know darn well it's not 'cause I couldn't. It's only because I'm the laziest gal in town. Don't you know by now it's not 'cause I couldn't. It's simply because I'm the laziest gal in town.
Carsey Blanton. That was kind of cool. So I seem to remember you turned me on to Carsey Blanton a few years ago, and it wasn't like that.
Well, she's a singer-songwriter, and she writes her own material. But this record is a little bit of a departure from her normal style because she really wanted to celebrate all these old jazz tunes that she's in love with. So...
cool. So once again, that's going to be at the Redeemer Church, which is a great place for music. Creative Music Guild has had some amazing events there, and it's just a great hall, and they have a red piano.
They do.
Yes, it's a very red piano. I've seen Rebecca from Blue Cranes, Sanborn, has played that piano. Rebecca Sanborn and Kylene King and Jai just finished a big tour. They went to Europe and everything. They have a band called Swansea. And so coming up in just a couple minutes, I'm going to play some Swansea for you from their album Old Blood, which you apparently haven't heard.
I haven't, no.
Thanks for
coming.
I'm
looking forward to it, though.
I'm glad you came in today with your cello and everything.
Me too.
And we can see you tonight at Magnolia's Corner, 7 o'clock.
Yep, or next Saturday, the 28th, at Redeemer Lutheran Church at 7 o'clock.
With Carsey Blanton singing those lazy songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
And probably some lively ones. Now, the time is 2:27. You're listening to The Song Circle on KBOO.